kind of want to hold my breath after that for a moment. Thank you to our bell choir for inviting us into worship. As we continue on in our service, if you take a look at the end of the worship service today, you'll see information about our Interfaith Thanksgiving Community Service that is happening today at 4 p.m. at Temple Beth Am. You are welcome to join us in person or online so that we may worship with our religious community in the variety of expressions that are here among us. If you turn the page, we are going to continue to turn the page. We're going to share some more details about the pantry later in the service, but we wanted to lift up to you on Wednesday, November 30th, from 5:30 to 7:30 is our next CrossGen Wednesday evening event. Nance asked me to be enthusiastic about this, so please come. You're welcome.
And if you've never been to one before, it's totally okay. This is going to be Chip's first time attending as well, so you will not be alone. We'd love to have more people join us.
And just below that is information about the Christmas luncheon that will be on Wednesday, December 14th at noon. We would love for you to come and share in this meal with us as we celebrate together during the Advent and Christmas season.
So we sent out an email this past week about the Christmas pageant, but I'd like to call it to everyone's attention. There's a whole page about it in the bulletin as well. We are looking for kids up to and including grade 8 who would like to participate in the pageant this year. We have all kinds of speaking parts, and we would love to have a children and youth choir that sings some of the music. So however you or your children might like to be involved, we could use your help. There's a rehearsal schedule in the bulletin, and there is a link to go to register. It would help us to know how big our angel choir is going to be. If you could let us know ahead of time, we'd really appreciate it.
And then finally, on the back of the bulletin, you'll see information around decking the halls of this sanctuary and our church as we prepare for the Advent season. This coming Saturday, November 26th, here in the sanctuary at 8:30 a.m., we would love for you to come and be a part of helping us prepare this space for all who enter and share in the good news of the Advent and Christmas season with us. As we enter into worship, let me invite you to take a deep breath and to call to mind something for which you are grateful this day. And in gratitude for the love that is within us and among us, let us join together in the call to worship. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
This is a time for giving thanks. This is the community where we worship God and learn God's loving ways.
Let us rejoice.
This is the earth where God has planted us to live and serve.
Let us rejoice.
The seasons change, sun and rain, flowers and fruit come and go, yet God's care for us is eternal and abundant. Stand and sing.
Thank you.
grateful to remember the many blessings of our lives, and yet many times we forget that practice, and we forget how much God has given to us. And so let us take a moment to confess our sins together and in the silence that follows. Loving God, Creator of heaven and earth, all that we are and all that we have are gifts from you. You made us in your image and claimed us as your people. You redeemed us from sin and death, and you lead us by your Spirit along the path of new and abundant life. What response is there to such gifts but thank you? As we remember all that you have done for us, gracious God, we bring to you the many ways we have not lived as your people. We stand by watching while those in need struggle to survive. We cast our lots with those who worship power and success. We scoff at your words which call us to a different way of life. We give you the leftovers of our lives instead of the first fruits of your gifts to us. Forgive us, God of mercy, for forgetting who we are and all your blessings to us. Teach us to be grateful and to live as your servant people, following the example of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. What is the good news for which we are thankful?
There is no heaven that cannot be rich, no law that cannot be recovered, no mistake that cannot be forgiven, no life.
Friends, let us give thanks for God's good news to us today.
In Jesus Christ, we are loved, forgiven, and free to live lives of gratitude and joy.
Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Amen.
Together, let us join together in the prayer for understanding. O Lord, your word sees to the heart of all things and seeks the truth of your blessing into every life. As we listen to your word read and proclaimed, open our eyes to see the many blessings all around us and fill our hearts with gratitude that we may respond in faith and service, living our thanks and praise each day. Amen. So on this Sunday before Thanksgiving, we're going to be talking about gratitude, and I thought for a scripture lesson it would be interesting to put together a litany of thanksgiving from all around the Bible. And when I did the search on gratitude and thanksgiving, there were so many in the book of Psalms alone, I decided to narrow it down a bit. So I invite you to join with me in a litany of thanksgiving from the Psalms. And as you listen and as you read, pay attention to the different ways the psalmist asks God or gives thanks to God. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name among the high.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. In you my heart trusts. Sing praises to the Lord, O faithful ones, and give thanks to God's holy name.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
Those who bring thanksgiving as their sacrifice honor me. So
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations.
We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks to your name here.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright, in the congregation.
I will offer you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you.
I will give thanks to the Lord, for you are good, for your steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all, and your compassion is over all that you have made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your glory shall be revealed in your people.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So back in September, I heard a man named A.J. Jacobs speak at the annual Stewardship Kaleidoscope Conference that a number of us like to attend. Jacobs is an author, a journalist, a lecturer, and a self-described human guinea pig. And he has written several New York Times bestsellers which chronicle his various attempts to become the best version of himself he can be, all told through a combination of science and research, memoir, and humor. His first book, published in 2004, is called The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. And it chronicles his 18-month adventure reading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica from the very first page to the last. He was trying to learn everything in the world. Jacobs then decided to give himself a moral makeover with his book, The Year of Living Biblically, One Man's Humble Quest to Follow the Bible as Literally as Possible. Although he himself had been raised as a secular Jew, he challenged himself to keep all of the commandments mentioned in the Bible, not just the Big Ten, but the other 613 laws in the Torah, as well as many other rules and guidelines that are mentioned in the rest of the Bible. This resulted in a very long list of over 700 rules, including not shaving the corners of his beard, not mixing fibers in his clothes, and not touching the products of unclean animals, which would include pigskin for all of you football fans out there. Although Jacobs was a bit nervous about what kind of reception this book would get, especially because mixing religion and science and humor can be risky these days, he is very proud of the fact that he was on the cover of the evangelical Christian magazine Relevant the same month that he was featured in Penthouse magazine. In becoming an ultra-fundamentalist, Jacobs experienced for himself the limits of a fundamentalist mindset, of which he offers a thoughtful critique in the book. However, he also discovered the surprising relevance of many of God's guidelines for living, and he found himself on an unexpected and profound spiritual journey which continues to impact his life to this day. One of the five lessons that he shared with us in his presentation was the importance of gratitude. As Jacobs explained, gratitude is huge in the Bible. By word of illustration, that litany we just read maybe it contains a quarter of all the verses in the Psalms that have to do with thanksgiving. Although it's not one of the Big Ten, thou shalt say thanks should be number 11 at least, if not higher on the list. In fact, I would challenge anyone here to find a book of the Bible that does not include thanksgiving or gratitude in some form or fashion. During his year of living biblically, Jacob's incorporated several different gratitude rituals into his daily life and routine, many of which he has kept long after the year ended. For example, he would begin every meal with what he called a recitation of thanks. After looking around and over the dinner table, he would say things like, "I'm thankful for the farmer who grew these tomatoes. I'm grateful for the cashier at the store on the corner where we bought the tomatoes," etc., etc., going through a list of many people who were integral to bringing that food to his table. One day, his 11-year-old son said, "Okay, Dad, that's fine if you want to say thanks, but it's also kind of lame because, you know, those people can't hear you. They're not in our apartment. If you really care, you would go thank them in person." His son's critique became the inspiration for his next book project. What would it mean to try to thank everyone in person so that they could actually receive the gratitude that he was expressing? He quickly realized what a big job this was going to be, and to simplify the project into something more manageable, he decided to focus on one particular product that he couldn't live without, his morning cup of coffee. Of course, he quickly realized that saying thank you to everyone who made his morning cup of coffee possible was not so simple either. It led to months of research and traveling all around the world. Jacobs discovered that his coffee would not be possible without hundreds of people he never imagined and usually took for granted. He thanked the barista at his local coffee shop. He went down to South America to thank the farmers who grew the beans. But there were hundreds more people in between, like the truck driver who drove the beans to the shop and who couldn't have done his job without the people who made the roads for him or the truck that he could drive. Thousands of people participated in some small way with his morning cup of coffee. Farmers and biologists, computer programmers and shippers, container designers and manufacturers who packaged the coffee and made the cups, roasters and brewers and servers, and on it went. One day he called up the woman who was in charge of pest control at the warehouse where his coffee was stored. "This may sound a little weird," he said, "but I want to thank you for keeping the insects out of my coffee." She said, "Well, it is a little weird, but you know, in my job, I don't get a lot of feedback or recognition. So this is kind of like the opposite of a prank phone call, like a happy thank call." Jacobs went on to name his book, Thanks a Thousand, A Gratitude Journey, because he ended up thanking at least 1,000 people in person, and he could have thanked many more. His gratitude project drove home yet again what the Bible Project had started for him, the importance of being grateful and saying thanks. By and large, we human beings are what Jacobs calls under-thankers. As many studies have shown, we are far more likely to notice and focus on the negative than the positive in our lives. We are more likely to complain about what is wrong than to be grateful for what is good or right. If we hear 100 compliments in a day, along with maybe 3 or 4 complaints, we dwell on the negative and the critical comments far more than the positive ones. In fact, Jacobs has worked out his own scientific taxonomy to explain this. He suggests that we are all born with both a Larry David side and a Mr. Rogers side. So, of course, you know why I like it. We both have a pessimistic, Eeyore-like tendency to focus on what is or what could go wrong. And hopefully we also have a more optimistic approach that looks for and sees the good in others and the world around us. Gratitude is essential for keeping that Larry David side in check while nurturing the Mr. Rogers side of ourselves. And although he didn't say it this way, the spiritual practice of gratitude became a huge gift to A.J. Jacobs, and it transformed his perspective on life, other people, and the world. Gratitude connected him to people and places that he had never thought about before. Gratitude made him appreciate the many different plants and ecosystems, skills and machines that were necessary to produce his morning cup of coffee. It made him aware of a much larger world around him and how dependent he was on so many other people, places, and things to make his life what it was each day. Gratitude opened his eyes to the gift of his life and everything that makes his life possible. In this way, gratitude became a gift in and of itself. As I wrote in the weekly email, most of us think of gratitude, as a passing feeling, or even more, what we do in response to receiving a gift from someone else. When given something, we tend to move very quickly to expressing our gratitude, saying thank you, writing a thank you note, maybe even doing something in return for the favor. I would guess that some of us are even a little bit uncomfortable with gratitude. I know that sometimes I have a problem just receiving a gift, whether it's a compliment or a plate of cookies or an offer of help or something larger. I don't like to receive those gifts unless I have something of equal value that I can give back to them. We live in a quid pro quo kind of culture, where in order to get something, you have to give something. And when we're given something, we feel like we have to respond in kind, giving back something of equal or even greater value. We glory in our own self-reliance and independence, pretending that we can make our own way. And we certainly don't like feeling dependent or indebted to someone else. For this reason, gratitude brings with it a certain sense of humility, a recognition that we can't do it all by ourselves, and we really do need each other. Perhaps deep down inside, we don't really believe that we are good enough, successful enough, lovable enough to deserve another's kindness and care. Gratitude can actually make us feel kind of vulnerable. Friends, it's no coincidence that the word gratitude comes from the same Latin root as the word grace. And grace is at the very center of the good news we celebrate here every Sunday. The good news that no matter who we are or what we've done, no matter what we look like or where we live, no matter our successes or failures, our fears and anxieties, our mistakes and weaknesses, God loves us just the way we are, as Mr. Rogers would say. There is nothing we need to say or do to deserve or earn God's love, and there's absolutely nothing we can do or say to lose God's love. God's love is pure gift. Our very lives are a gift from the God who loves us. Before we ever do anything to respond, gratitude is first and foremost resting in the good news of God's grace and letting it permeate our thoughts, touch our hearts, and sink into every cell of our being. Gratitude connects us to a reality that is infinitely bigger than ourselves, the reality of God's unconditional love, amazing grace, and abundant life. Gratitude reminds us that none of us is an island unto ourselves. We are connected to a much greater web of life and love without which none of us would exist or be able to survive. Gratitude is a gift that puts our lives into the larger perspective of God's love and grace freely given to the whole world. In fact, gratitude helps us see more clearly God's presence and the sacredness of all life. About a month ago, I preached about how the pulse of generosity is sacrifice, and I noted how many of us are kind of uncomfortable with that word sacrifice, but contrary to many of our preconceived ideas, to sacrifice actually means to make holy. I think gratitude helps us make all of life holy. It helps us receive all of life as a gift. When we give thanks, we are recognizing our dependence on one another, the earth, and the God who created it all. We are recognizing that we need each other and that we are one part of a much bigger picture that God continues to create every day. Maybe this is why the Bible instructs us to make sacrifices of thanksgiving to God. Gratitude asks us to give up our egocentric ways of understanding ourselves, interacting with others, and living in the world, so that we can become more compassionate, just, and peace-loving participants in God's abundant life for all. This is why gratitude is not just a feeling or a matter of proper etiquette, but a spiritual practice and a discipline that requires continued attention and intention. This is why gratitude is such a big deal in the Bible and for our faith. How often do we pause to simply be grateful, to rest in the realization that we are not the center of the universe, but one little interdependent part of a much bigger and more beautiful reality, life lived in right relationship with God, one another, and this world God loves? My guess is we probably don't do this often enough. In his Thanksgiving prayer, Howard Thurman invites us to do just that. Howard Thurman was an African-American theologian, preacher, mystic, and activist, author of many books, including Jesus and the Disinherited. He mentored Martin Luther King Jr. and many other civil rights leaders and was one of the theological giants of the 20th century. When I first read his prayer of thanksgiving, which is included in your bulletin, I was struck by his use of the word sacrament. Just like sacrifice, sacrament means something that has been made holy. And Thurman's beautiful prayer invites us all to not only see the sacred all around us, but to see our thanksgiving, our gratitude, as a holy gift, as a way to experience yet again God's amazing grace in our lives and in our world. As I read Thurman's prayer, I also invite you to take a moment to rest in gratitude, to become aware of the thoughts and feelings these words inspire, and to receive God's gift of infinite love, amazing grace, and abundant life. Let us pray. Today I make my sacrament of thanksgiving. I begin with the simple things of my days: fresh air to breathe, cool water to drink, the taste of food, the protection of houses and clothes, the comforts of home. For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I bring to mind all the warmth of humankind I have known: my mother's arms, the strength of my father, the playmates of my childhood, the wonderful stories brought to me from the lives of many who talked of days gone by when fairies and giants and all kinds of magic held sway. The tears I have shed, the tears I have seen, the excitement of laughter and the twinkle in the eye with its reminder that life is good. For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I finger one by one the messages of hope that awaited me at the crossroads, the smile of approval from those who held in their hands the reins of my security, the tightening of the grip in a single handshake when I feared the step before me in the darkness, the whisper in my heart when the temptation was fiercest and the claims of appetite were not to be denied, the crucial word said, the simple sentence from an open page, when my decision hung in the balance. For all these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I pass before me the mainsprings of my heritage, the fruits of the labors of countless generations who lived before me, without whom my own life would have no meaning. The seers who saw visions and dreamed dreams, the prophets who sensed a truth greater than the mind could grasp, and whose words could only find fulfillment in the years which they would never see. The workers whose sweat has watered the trees, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations. The pilgrims who set their sails for lands beyond all horizons, whose courage made paths into new worlds and far-off places. The saviors whose blood was shed with a recklessness that only a dream could inspire and God could command. For all this, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I linger over the meaning of my own life and the commitments to which I give the loyalty of my heart and mind, the little purposes in which I have shared with my loves, my desires, my gifts, the restlessness which bottoms all I do with its stark insistence that I have never done my best, I have never reached for the highest. The big hope that never quite deserts me, that I and my kind will study war no more, that love and tenderness and all the inner graces of almighty affection will cover the life of the children of God as the waters cover the sea. All these and more than mind can think and heart can feel, I make as my sacrifice of thanksgiving to Thee, our Father, in humbleness of mind and simplicity of heart. Amen.
Celebrate some new members in the life of our church, in our ministry, and we do it by first celebrating that God has been at work in their life and has led them in different ways and formed them through different communities of faith, and that they have been brought here today for us to make a commitment to, so that we may continue to be a part of their faith journey, and together we may continue to grow in faith and discern how God is leading us because they are among us. And so, when you hear your name, we'd like to invite you to come forward and so we can introduce you.
Amy Baisley and Michael Hagen, Sonia Brahm, Paul Contales, Sherry and Mark Galsipol, and Megan Whalen.
Michael and Amy's daughter, Anna, is here, and Megan's three children.
You can be over here.
You can come over here.
We can keep it even.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come right here. Come right here. We are glad that you are with us, and we would like to make some promises with you all today as we enter into a new relationship together. So we have a couple of questions that we want to ask you. Do you trust in the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise to participate actively and responsibly in the worship and mission of this church, sharing your gifts and talents and helping us as we seek to serve God as one community of faith? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do we as the congregation of the First Presbyterian Church receive these new members into the membership of this church? If so, please say, we do.
We
do. Do we promise to encourage them, pray for them, work alongside them, and make them one with us in our family of faith and our ministry? Do we?
We do.
There are many ways that we can express our commitment to them and to one another, including that after the service, there is cake to share together today, which is an important part of our life together. But the other is that you would stand with me now and let us use these words that are in our bulletin to welcome them into our family of faith. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you into our family of faith. And we thank God for the gift of your presence with us. By the power of your Spirit, let us join together to share in the ministry of Jesus Christ and the mission of this church. Let us pray. This day, O God, we give thanks for Amy, Sonia, Paul, Sherry, Mark, Michael, and Megan. We give thanks for the many ways you have been present in their lives and that you have nurtured faith in them, and you have helped them to know your love and grace in so many ways. And this day, we give thanks for their presence among us, that we may be a part of their faith journey, and together that we may continue to serve you faithfully as we discern your will and way, and we follow you together. So bless them in this next part of their journey, and bless us as a community of faith who seeks to love one another in this world that you love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. So we want to say again just a word of welcome to you. And after the service, we're going to invite you to stand right out here by the door so that people can shake your hands and welcome you as well. So
normally we would hand you a membership certificate, but Chip and I both left them in the office. So we'll get them to you at coffee hour.
So you may be seated.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
So along with celebrating the presence of these among us, we would like to ask you today that as you share your joys and concerns, that you would also share, if you wish to, what is one thing that you are grateful for today?
And then your joy.
And then your joy or concern. Or if you don't have a joy or concern, that can be it itself. Yes. Family and friends, they're celebrating together. We give thanks. Yeah.
I'm thankful for my cat.
You're thankful for your cat.
That is one of them out of the three. I'm grateful for all of them, mainly Aowen.
Okay. You're grateful for a biting cat. That's a first of me. But I'll be grateful with you. Yeah. Susie. So grateful for family, but praying for safe travels. Yes, we will do that. Nancy.
I'm grateful for the fact that we should wait once again to get to join my friend Lily and her family and friends for Thanksgiving. We'll be joining us. It's a tradition we've been carrying on for almost 20 years now.
Oh, we're grateful for that with you. Mariana.
I'm very grateful for hugs.
Very grateful for hugs, yes. Sonia.
Grateful for my family.
what was his first name?
Milton.
For Milton, we will give thanks for his life with you all and pray with you as you grieve his loss. Yeah. Garrett.
I want to share the joy of having the Bell Choir here today. And in particular, I want to call out two members that are in the Bell Choir. This is their first and only rehearsal with us. You'll notice that Casey Chin, I ripped her out of Sunday school, so I'd like to thank the Sunday school for allowing me that freedom. And there's a particular member here. Aiden came in on his 22nd birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured the least we could do is sing to them.
Okay. In key, please. Yes. Come up here to do that so that we can.
If you want to hop, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Hadley doodly, everybody. So I can now officially report that we had the second largest pantry on the books yesterday. It's the largest Thanksgiving we've ever done. We distributed 395 bags yesterday. I don't know the exact count of how many times Thanksgiving comes up in the Bible, but food comes up a little over 1,200 times, and we fed more people than that yesterday. And thanks to the generous donations of the congregation, everyone got to go home with a bird to the tune of over 250. So I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to everyone who dropped off a bird and all the other ways you help support what we do in the community. And I look forward to all of the other wonderful things we will do together in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. So you'll see in your bulletin, if you turn back to the announcements, a whole page on our pantry. We hope you'll take a look at that, including how you can get involved and both on a pantry day and in preparation for it, but also continuing to see how you can support it with food and with donations so that we can continue to have this strong showing and work in our pantry. I would say to you something that I shared at the first service, which is we are one of the largest pantries that I'm aware of in Westchester County, and on the one hand, we could celebrate that, but on the other hand, we need to listen to the seriousness of that we need to be this big, and that hunger is a lagging indicator, and that there is much more for us to learn about the impact of hunger on people's lives. And so we are grateful to your ministry and for the opportunity that we have ahead of us to continue to serve this community well with this important ministry. So thank you all for your part in that.
There are other joys or concerns?
I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, we'll pray for both of your parents, and we'll pray for you as we pray for everyone here who is in the midst of helping to care for elderly family and friends, because it's we all need a lot of love and support in that journey. So. Yes.
Two, one general. Prayers for everyone through the holiday season is harder for, whether it be because they're missing a loved one. But also, prayers for my friend Hunter, who after the loss of his father is now experiencing homelessness.
So we pray for all those for whom this is a first Thanksgiving, with an empty seat at the table, or someone important in their life who is not able to be with them. And we certainly pray for your friend Hunter in his quest to find a new home. We pray. So we pray for Annette, who is traveling to visit family this week, and we pray for everyone else who will be on the roads and airways and railroad tracks and all that stuff traveling, that they would all stay safe. Camden?
I just wanted to say how grateful I was for the mental health experience thing that we did on Monday. I know it just seemed like there was a lot going on with that, but we had almost 90 people. We had a couple of technical issues, and God was just so much bigger than that, and it was an incredibly profound experience for all of us, those that were helping believe in you and that were here. So I'm just grateful for those that put their trust in the mental health ministry, that we can be a service of a blessing, and it's just an honor.
So gratitude for the mental health ministry of this church and the people who have been touched by it and will continue to be touched by it. Kathy? Yes. Yes. Gratitude for this amazing display of beauty and bounty. And little note, anybody who would like part of this after the service, you're welcome to take some of it home with you. No? What? There's more, and there's more.
Oh,
they do? Sorry. Okay.
Don't touch.
All the pumpkins and the corn, too?
Oh,
I know the baskets belong to people, but if you want corn and pumpkins or gourds, we have tons of them, and there were so many given this year. They're out in the gathering space. They're in the fellowship hall. So please take a gourd home with you.
We are a giving church.
Yes.
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 Abby?
Prayers for your sister and her family and all those who are still dealing with COVID for yet another holiday season. Yes, we will pray. Along the lines of being thankful for those new members, too, someone at the first service said they were really thankful for the name tags that they were that some people were wearing as well. And I pointed out that for Advent, we want everybody to wear your name tags for church. We'll announce this more this week and next week. But if you can go scrounge through whatever baskets or drawers in your house where those name tags are hiding and start putting them on. I also am pleased to announce that for those of you who don't like putting pins through your clothing, we are ordering magnetic bags for your name tags. This is a direct result from some of the comments we got from making those R&R phone calls. So I'm hoping that in the coming weeks we will have a table set up in Fellowship Hall where you can bring your old name tag with you, scrape the pin off the back, and reattach a magnetic back. And then we're hoping to have a big magnetic board up down there at the bottom of the ramp so that you can store it there during the week and you don't have to worry about leaving it at home or in your car when you come to church. So please wear your name tags because it's clear we've
bring them next Sunday.
Bring them next Sunday, yeah.
We'll get you one.
Then come
to us. Yeah, it is amazing the breadth of this ministry, even down to name tags. Man, it's amazing.
I think that's enough.
So let's join together. Let us join together in prayer. Loving and gracious God, we give thanks this day. We give thanks for the gift of your love and grace in our lives. We give thanks for the ways that you have created us in your image, and you hold us in your care. And so this day, O God, we ask that you would help us to receive that good news anew, to renew it in who we are and what we do, so that our lives may continue to be an expression and a response to your gifts to us. We ask this day, O God, that as you have heard in so many ways, that you would hear and celebrate with us the many joys of our lives, and at the same time, be present to us in our concerns. And so, Lord, in the silence, we offer our own prayers to you. This day, O God, as we have heard your word read and proclaimed, as we have been community together, as we have given thanks for new people that we can celebrate among us and that we can celebrate ministry together with, we ask that you would now give us vision for how we can go out from this place and continue to serve you faithfully. Help us to understand our role in your creation. Help us to understand and respond to the many ways that we can share our gratitude with others. Help us, we pray, to be a people who continue to embody peace and justice, love and grace, hope for people, so that this world may continue to be and grow into the place that you intend, and that we can be a part of your good news in so many ways. As we serve you faithfully, as we give thanks this week, even now we ask that you hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let me draw your attention back to that page with the pantry notes. And across from it, you'll see some information about our giving covenants. We are a church that makes lots of promises, and one of them is annually that we live into the covenant of engaging, of praying, and of giving. And those three things, in simple words, sum up the many ways we try to live out our faith together. And so if for those that have given returned their giving covenant for 2023, we want to say thank you. And we hope that if you haven't, that you continue to discern what your covenant will be with us in the coming year. And if you turn the page one more time back to the announcements right across above CrossGen, it has become a popular thing that on the Tuesday after Black Friday, that there is an invitation to give. And if you have not yet learned about the special offerings of our church, we hope that you will look out for an email from us that day and the many ways that we continue to be in partnership locally, nationally, and internationally that we may serve God faithfully in ministry. So in our tithes and offerings this day, let us give and continue to celebrate God's blessings in our lives.
dedication. For food and water, for all the blessings of the earth you have given us, for family and friends to enrich our lives, our hearts overflow with thanksgiving to you, O God. We have been sheltered, fed, and loved by your generosity. Receive these offerings and our covenant commitments for the coming year as a joyous expression of our gratitude. May we be faithful stewards of all of these gifts, sharing what we have so that all may share in your abundant life. Amen. And now let us share the peace of Christ with one another. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and also with you. Let us share the peace. Yeah. No. All right. So go in peace and in gratitude, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the community of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Please be seated.